5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What makes you anxious? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text Tana and Raven. 60% of millennials say that not checking emails for more than 3 to 4 hours at a time causes severe anxiety.
You know, I have to have all the notifications turned on my phone, as maybe many people do, right? You get the little red number there on that. And all of those, I have to have clear of numbers or else it just weighs on me.
Oh, man.
I looked at my wife's phone the other day. She has 566 emails written in the notification thing. How's that possible?
I can't.
I would just delete my existence, my identity, and start over. Because you're never going to catch up on that many.
I can one-up you on that. My father doesn't think text messages are important.
Yeah, it's so not a real thing.
I checked his phone the other day.
Yeah.
He had 36 unread text messages. So I was like, Daddy.
Right.
I go, you have 36 unread text messages. He goes, son. I go, these are people trying to talk to you. These aren't like random spam emails. These are real
messages. These are people that actually have your phone number.
Anna, if they want to talk to me, they know how to find me. I was like, oh my gosh.
They have to come visit him
can you imagine?
At the restaurant while he's working.
Right. They got to come find him while he's making pizzas. Can you imagine looking down at your phone and seeing you have 36 unread text messages?
Oh my gosh.
And it doesn't even like
phase you?
No, yeah.
I can't breathe right. Already. Just thinking about it. Do you feel like there's more anxiety out there in the world nowadays?
Yes.
Is it because of these devices and stuff like that, or are we just more conscious?
No.
We're all more fragile?
I think that just stress in a lot of ways. There's a lot of things that give anxiety.
Yeah.
Last night, I was looking in my refrigerator, and I guess I overshopped at the grocery store on Sunday.
Okay.
And I started panicking.
Oh, no.
That there was too much food, and we didn't have enough dinner.
The lettuce is going to expire.
Oh, my gosh. I'm checking the lettuce.
Right.
I go, should I freeze this meat?
Who's eating this cold cuts? Happening here?
Hayden says she was going to eat this. She's not eating it. It's going to go bad. I go, I'm having refrigerator anxiety. I can't believe that's even a real thing.
You know what I get is when my wife goes in the garage or the shed. Like, if my wife is going to get something out of the garage or shed, she normally asks me where something is. When she doesn't ask me where something is and then she walks into the garage or shed, I can't relax.
Right.
I can't. I'm in a panic. What is she doing in there? What is she moving around? Because I want to give her space. Obviously, it's her house too.
Right.
But at the same time, that's my area, man. What are you doing in there? What are you doing?
How about when the gas light comes on in your car?
Oh, I never get that light.
Oh,
come on. Who does that?
When I let the gas light come on because it tells you counts down the miles.
Right.
And I'm okay. But when it just starts saying low fuel and there's no more miles that I can attribute till I run out of gas.
Right. You can't trust the rate that's counting down at that point.
It's like I thrive on that stress and anxiety
right.
where I'm frantically
you
now
want the chaos.
Trying to figure out where am I going to go.
That's the gambler in you.
Oh.
That's the gambler in you. Speaking of in the car, when I'm merging.
Mm.
It's not because I don't enjoy a merge or understand how the merge works. It's that nobody else abides by the rules. So when you're already slowed down, the question is, how far is the person next to you going to push it? Are they going to be nice and polite the whole way down, or are they just going to make it difficult? And then I'm going to have to lose my top, and in public, I'm going to make a scene, and it's going to be a mess here. That gives me anxiety.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's that thing that just gives you so much anxiety? 60% of millennials say that if they don't check their email from 3 to 4 hours, it gives them severe anxiety.
Huh. Severe.
Severe
to me
anxiety.
Says, like, I can't leave the house. Like, I can't get regular things done here. I don't like it when the notifications pile up on my phone. On my phone.
I don't like it either.
That makes me nuts. And you know what I also do? When the bills arrive, I pay them the day the paper arrives at my house.
Oh, really?
Like, I just can't stand to look at them.
Mm.
It's weird.
I don't like when I have to go to the post office. That gives me anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I have to find when am I going to go? How am I going to get there?
I'll be standing there.
Wait.
The line. We're so dramatic
There's
about
never
the post
any parking.
Office.
Tana and Raven.
It's not fair to the post office,
oh,
really.
Oh, man. We asked on our Facebook page, what gives you the most anxiety? James wrote, trying to find parking at my local Walmart on a Saturday.
Oh.
Just thinking about it, like, I'm going to have to park so far.
I went the other day. I drove by on the way to a Super Bowl party, and I was like, what are all these people doing there?
Yeah.
What are they doing there right now?
Everybody's got to go to Walmart on Saturdays.
I don't understand.
My problem is, like, when you see a spot that's pretty far away,
right?
But you don't want to commit to it.
You don't want
to dart. You're afraid that if you pass it, you're going to lose it, and then there's not going to be another spot. You're going to end up parking even further. That gives me anxiety too. On our text line, we got a text message saying massive ocean waves give them anxiety. Even watching it on TV, I'm feeling that. Feeling minuscule and not breathing.
Force of nature.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What gives you anxiety?
I gotta tell you, it's jewel anxiety. Every time I leave the house and leave it back, that's a little puff bar, and I go out of my mind. I search my pockets like the cops used to frisk me.
Oh my, okay. Very revealing. You know what? He's here to share this morning. He doesn't care how early it is, Anna. I hope you have your jewel with you, sir. We need you calm, clearly.
Tana and Raven, what gives you anxiety?
Okay, so I'm a commuter, and I have to get on by a stop sign. So it's not like merging traffic. I stop, and I have to wait for all the cars.
Oh, yeah.
You have to figure out when you're going to dodge it and go, and is this car going to plow into me? And every single day, I have that stress.
That is the difference between buying the regular motor and the turbo when you get your next vehicle.
Right?
And it's like putting your butt in the spring, like Wile E. Coyote back in the Acme rocket launcher. Yeah, I know that feeling.
It's awful. It's scary.
Yeah. Thinking about it is giving me anxiety.
What's wrong with me? I like it.
And on Raven, what gives you anxiety?
Well, it started with my husband. When my husband would travel by himself, and now my adult children, I check American Airlines flight status like every 20 minutes. Like, I know airlines travel is supposed to be safe, but I am always full of anxiety when they're flying.
I tell you what, when I flew to Hawaii, all right, you know, they've got the little video screen that shows the plane up in the air. For some reason, even though you're at 30,000 feet, when they show you above land, you feel safer for some reason. I mean, you're never going to make it if something should happen. But when you're out there over the ocean for 5 hours and you can't even see land on the little map, you're like, listen, just put some land on here on the little map to fool me.
You know, I'm on the opposite side. I always get anxiety when I go on vacation that something's going to happen to somebody back home.
Oh.
You know, and like no one's going to tell me because I'm on vacation. I don't know why that always bothers me.
I mean, on the same time, you'll enjoy your tanning time.
Right. And on Raven, what gives you anxiety?
When you're at your desk and just doing your work and someone comes up behind you and just stands there and watches you do your work.
Mm.
Doesn't even have to be your supervisor.
Just anybody standing there,
right,
hovering over you. Anytime anybody gets too close for no real reason, that bothers me too. Like, they're just like a few inches too close, you know?
Well, that sounds like harassment, but
yeah.
Right, I get what you're saying.
I've actually felt it in my shoulders just get tight.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Right. When somebody's too close to you, 100% you
feel
them there.
Feel the breath on your neck.
Right.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.